This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our worship today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's program will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us.
Here is a biblical definition, I believe, for the meek person. One who can get angry when necessary, but has his anger on the leash, only to be released when the time is right. We're going to talk about that today in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father in heaven, your word has said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." And we ponder the question, who are the meek? And so as we explore your word once again today, we pray that you will give us a full definition of what it means to be meek, to listen to your word. So speak to us, we pray. Amen. As we continue our study in the Beatitudes, we come to this verse. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Now, what do we mean by the meek? Let me read you a couple of passages, first from the book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 3. Now, the man Moses was very meek, more than all the men that were on the face of the earth. So Moses, according to God's word, was a very meek person. If we turn back to the 32nd chapter of the book of Exodus, we have this word. And Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand. Tablets that were written on both sides. On the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the work of the Lord. And the writing was the hand of the Lord, graven upon the tables. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, He said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." But he said, "It is not the sound of shouting for victory, or the sound of the cry of defeat, but the sound of singing that I hear." And as soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot. And he threw the tables out of his hand and broke them at the foot of the mountain. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it with fire and ground it to powder and scattered it upon the water and made the people of Israel drink it. My question is this really a meek man? We're going to talk about that further in the sermon today. Christ, we do all adore thee, and we do praise thee forever. Christ, we do all adore thee, and we do praise thee forever. Friends in Christ, picture, if you will, a board meeting where the directors are together selecting a new CEO for a very successful business. As they sit there hour after hour trying to determine who this person will be, there are several names that are being considered. But as the names come forth, and each one gets a good discussion, it seems that one name always seems to surface. Finally, after a while, the chairman says, "Let me ask you a question. Bob's name has been on the table here more than any other for the whole day. But I sense that there is a hesitation in electing him to be the CEO. Now, why are we hesitant to make Bob our leader? We've watched him. He's been a part of the factory for a long time. He is faithful. He is extremely able. He knows our company, and I'm sure that every one of us thinks that he could do a good job. But why can we not make that decision? What is there about Bob?" And finally, one of the directors says, "You know, I think that Bob's strength, in one sense of the word, is his weakness. Isn't he too nice a person to be the CEO of our company? He's such a very gentle person. I can't imagine him ever angering anybody." Another person says, "Well, I think that kind of hits the nail on the head. He is extremely meek. I wonder, could he be spineless? Would he be unable to fight for his convictions if he knew he were right? That's my only hesitation. Otherwise, Bob gets my vote right away." Well, we won't stop to see how the outcome was. But it's a common misunderstanding that meekness is weakness, and nothing can be farther from the truth if you understand what meekness really is. And for the best understanding of this, we need to go back to the Greeks. Aristotle, for example, said meekness was the mean between anger and self-control. It's the in-between. That's meekness. One who can be very angry, but one who also can be filled with self-control. That's Aristotle, and he gathers that from the Greek word, which we translate meekness. The meek person, according to the Greek lexicon, knows his or her limitations. The meek person knows the real meaning of self-control. And my good friend William Barclay, who I read very, very faithfully, has said, meekness means it is one who can get angry when necessary, but has his anger on the leash, only to be released when the time is right. Don't you like that picture? Here is a person who isn't angry every single day of the week, who you have to walk around with the soft toes for fear that you'll upset him in some way. He has this anger within his soul that seems to be a part of humankind. But the anger, by the grace of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, is on a leash. And the only time that it is unleashed is when it is absolutely necessary. Meekness perhaps has for its best synonym gentleness. Now, as I read the scriptures to you, if you were on the program at that particular time, you remember that the Bible says Moses was meek. In the 12th chapter of the book of Numbers, verse 3, here are the words. Now the man Moses was very meek, more than all the men that were on the face of the earth. But if you turn back to Exodus 32, now here's Moses. He's out in the wilderness with these rebels, and they often irritate him terribly. Well, God had called Moses to come with Joshua, and they were going up to the top of the mountain. And there God was going to deal with them. And they had been there for a long time. And Moses was finally coming down the mountain with two tablets where God had written on them the Ten Commandments. And when he got down to the foot of the mountain, he saw what the people had done. They had grown discontent with Moses being absent. They had built themselves a calf, and that calf they had worshipped. They had brought offerings to the calf. When Moses saw that, it said that he burned with anger. He took that golden calf, he burned it, and when it was ground into powder, he put the powder on the water and had the people drink it. That doesn't seem like a meek person to me. But Aristotle would describe this as saying, at that particular time, Moses unleashed his anger. There comes a time when Jesus unleashed his anger. He wasn't angry when he was with those who needed some help, who had a repentant spirit, who were longing to be released from their sin. Where he was angry was when he was with the Pharisees and those who felt that they were so self-righteous. And could he ever lash out at them? And so when Jesus sat there on the mountain preaching to that mass of people, he said to them, Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. He looked at them, and I imagine some thought, well, that poor fellow, he's never going to get anywhere. He can listen, but what could he lead? And Jesus turns around and says, because I see into his soul that great quality of meekness, that person shall inherit the earth. Now again, what does it mean? The characteristics of a biblically true meek person is one who is humble. He's willing just to sit back. He doesn't have to talk all the time and listen. And he first lets God teach him who he is. And as God speaks to that person through his word, he shows him his limitations. He reminds him that he might have ever so much power. Power in his house, power in his company, power in his society. Power even to be in a White House. But he has limitations. And so he said, come in all meekness, and I will show you who you are. You are a sinful man or woman. You know a great deal according to the world, but really you don't know too much. But I will guide you, and I will lead you, and I'll direct you. And when you sin, I will grant you the forgiveness of your sin, because I sent into this world the Lord Jesus Christ. And he atoned for your sins through his suffering and his death at the cross. And I accepted that atonement, and I raised him from the grave. Now, if you, in all humility and meekness, will confess your sin and stop thinking that you know it all and trust me as the Savior of the world, I will forgive you. And you and I will enter into an intimate personal relationship, and I will guide you, and I will direct you, and I will be with you. You see, friend, without that meekness, we can never live in a personal relationship with God. Because until the Holy Spirit can convict me of my sin, and until the Holy Spirit can show me that I don't have the answers, then I cannot cling to a Savior. The meek person is one who, after he has come into that relationship with the Lord Jesus, is anxious to sit around with God every day and listen to God speak to him through the Bible. And maybe he'll come with all kinds of problems. God, I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. But I am a human being. And how did it happen, God, that we have these two handicapped children? Tell me, God. And God comes up with answers like this. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. And blessed are you, the poor in spirit. And I can understand that you're sometimes depressed when you can see other children run and play and yours have to sit in wheelchairs. I can understand. Just remember this. We don't find comfort in explanations. We find comfort in promises. And my promise is that you will be blessed even because of these children. The meek person is the one who says, that is not good enough for me. That's just pious prattle. The meek person is one who says, I understand, God. Give me the strength and bless me through even this difficult experience as we walk through life. The meek person is not spineless. That meek person knows his rights, and he knows what's wrong, and he does not straddle the fence, not even to get another promotion, not even to be accepted as the finest person around town, not even to gain popularity. God has revealed to him, and he humbly has listened. And now he will say what he has to say whenever he has to say it. And it's an interesting thing. When our meekness has strengthened us and it has become great in and of itself, then I not only listen to God, I listen to others who probably are able to teach me something about life. A parent. Doesn't a parent want to be meek? If you're a parent, don't you want to be able to sit down and listen to what your children are saying to you? Whether they're in that very difficult age of 15 or 16, or 45 or 50, listen to what their problems are. Listen to what their cares are. Then take those cares and those problems to God and say, God, I don't know how to deal with my child's problem, but I am the father, especially if they're younger. Lead me, God. Help me with that child. Make that child understand that they have a father or a mother who really, truly loves them. Isn't that the kind of an employer you want to be? An employee? One who can sit and listen to those with whom we work? Find out what their problems really are. Listen. And then take it to God. That's meekness. And then come back with all the convictions in the world and say, this is a way that it has to be. Isn't it the meek person that you want to entrust with your business? Isn't it the meek person that you want for your attorney, for your physician? One who can understand, but one who will not be persuaded if it's wrong. One who can understand, and one who can deliver the bad news if it has to be because of your health, but will take you to the throne of grace. When my doctor examined my wife, one day she was done with the examination, and then she said, now let us pray. That's a meek person, highly skilled, highly trained, but in the presence of her patient and the husband, could kneel and say, oh God, give us strength. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. They're the kind of a person that we want around. They're the person who is sought after. Listen to that marvelous, marvelous beatitude. And the Savior who first said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are those who mourn, for their tears shall be wiped away. And now today, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. All of this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living One, His wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument,
Father in heaven, in love we pray that you will create within us a meek and a humble spirit, that we will be more than anxious to sit and listen, first to you, and then to others. And then, O God, know that as you give us the strength and the grace, we will be able to abide with all of the affliction and handle all of the joy and the success, for we have learned what it is to be meek. For you have said, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. It is our prayer that your heart has been touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have increasingly become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. Address your letters and gifts of support to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. All gifts are tax deductible. We praise God for your gifts and your prayers. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of $2.50 will cover production and mailing costs. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Or call our toll-free telephone number at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders broadcasts over 16 radio stations in 9 states, shortwave in Europe, and on the internet at christiancrusaders.org. We are grateful you chose to worship with us today and pray you will worship with us next Sunday on this station. Christian Crusaders is now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.